Lord, we give all the glory. We thank you for your awesome presence in our midst. We thank you, Lord, for more of you in our hearts to love you. Thank you for your fear in our heart, the love for and for God. Thank you as you fill our hearts as we hear your word more and more. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you. Thank you for grace to rightly divide your word. Thank you as you speak through me. I'm but a child, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that as we hear your word, you are pouring yourself more and more into our hearts. Thank you that we won't live here the same way as we have come. Lord, we thank you for the revelation of your love. Thank you, Lord, as you fill us with that love more and more. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everyone says, amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. And let's open to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 and 16. And we give God all the glory that he has been teaching us his fear, really, and to make the good choice. In other words, for us to choose to love our God, for us to choose to love righteousness and hate evil. He's been teaching us the knowledge of the fear of good and evil, and of course for us to choose to love good and hate evil. He's been teaching us the love of himself, the God kind of love, the love of God, the love for God, also known as the fear of God. He's been teaching us, and he wants us to make the good choice. Please, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 and 16 together. Please, let's go. See, I have said before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. Amen. So you see again, to love the Lord thy God. He has set before you and I good and evil. And so you see, even with these two verses, you see that he's telling us that what is good to do is to love God. When we choose good to love, it means we're loving God, because God is good, isn't it? When we choose righteousness to love, we are choosing God to love him, because God is what? Righteousness. And we can't love God and love evil at the same time. It's either you love good, you love God, and you hate evil, you hate the devil and his works, or you hate God and you love the devil and his works. Choose you this day whom you will serve, isn't it? Choose you this day whom you will love. Choose you this day whom you will fear. And so we've seen it, that to love God is to love good, and the good way is to love to obey God. Because if you truly love God, the manifestation, the evidence of your love for God is that you are obeying him, because God and his word are one and the same. You can't say you love God and you are not doing the word of God. It means we are fooling ourselves. We don't really love God. So we see that when we choose good, the evidence of our choices is that we are obeying God. In other words, we have chosen to have the fear of God in our heart. And we have seen the manifestation of the fear of God in the heart if you look at the story of King Abimelech and heathen king. We see it there that he was living by the fear of God. He was with the fear of God in the heart, making sure he does all things right, making sure he does not sin against God in the things he is doing. And we also see the example of Job. The testimony of Job is that he feared God and eschewed what? Evil. And we also see Joseph. Even in the midst of the troubles of life, he was still with what? The fear of God in the heart. He says, I cannot sin against God. Yes, his master was not around, and so he might have done it and the master will not have known at all, but God knows all things. We are all accountable to God, even in the secret place. And so he says, I cannot sin, I cannot do this thing against God. That is the manifestation of the fear of God. Knowing at all times that you are accountable to God and that you want to please Him. That is the manifestation, the evidence of the fear of God in the heart. Please, let's open to the book of Acts chapter 10 and we will see another person with the fear of God in the heart. And we have to know that it is the fear of God. Yes, we are believers. We have accepted Christ as Lord and personal Savior. But you must now choose whether you want to love God or you want to hate God. How? The fear of God. As we are looking into the Word of God daily, we start to understand the goodness of God. He will start to teach us the knowledge of good and evil. He will start to correct us, telling us what is right and what is wrong to do. And when we yield, that is the beginning of the manifestation in our hearts of the fear of God. But I tell you, if we think or we are of the opinion that grace covers sin, that is the evidence that we don't have the fear of God in the heart. And so we need to what? Begin again. Repent and start looking into the scriptures and ask God to help us to understand. So if you don't have the fear of God in the heart, you will be doing just anything and you'll be fooling yourself and be saying grace covers it. And so we have to understand these things. Please, let's read Acts chapter 10. Are we there? Let's first read verses 1 and 2. We see the testimony of Cornelius. This is what God says about him. Please, let's go. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Amen. So we see Cornelius and his household. They were not Jews, but they what? Feared God. In other words, living in obedience to God. Living in obedience. They feared God just like King Abimelech, who was making sure in everything he does, he pleases his God. Remember, if your heart does not condemn you, then have you what? Liberty towards God. You are free to pray to God. In other words, they allow their heart to guide them. God will speak to the heart, you've done this wrong, you've done this wrong, you've done this right. If we yield, we will start to obey God. And we see this was the pattern with Cornelius and his household. And then, in addition, they gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. So, you can see. It's not that the fear is manifested as giving alms. No. It's obedience in day-to-day lifestyle, in everything. Now, please, let's drop down to verses 35, verse 34 and 35. And we know, prior to these verses, God saw the way he was living, that he was a man after the heart of God, and sent Apostle Peter to preach the good news of Jesus to him. To preach the good news of Jesus to him. And we know that he did. And of course, God moved on that day. But look at what God says through Apostle Peter to you and I. Please, let's read it. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him." Amen. See a great key. God is no respecter of persons. It's quite clear. He's no respecter of persons because this is not a Jew. But in every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is acceptable with him. See a great key. The fear of God in the heart. The fear of God in the heart. The fear of God in the heart. And the evidence of that fear of God is what? Walking righteousness. In other words, obeying God. So, if you are not obeying God, you don't have the fear of God in the heart. You've not started to receive the fear of God in the heart. And so, we see a great key. Walketh righteousness. In other words, doing good. When we are doing good, we are what? Obeying God. We are doing as God is, for God is good. We are obeying God in our thoughts, in our ways, in our words, in our day-to-day living, in everything we do, how we treat others, how we handle things in our household, even on the streets, even amongst friends, amongst families, everything. Doing good, walking righteousness, keeping the word of God, obeying God. So you can see the fear of God, the evidence is obeying God. We have to understand these basic things. The evidence, the manifestation of the fear of God in the heart is obedience. If we are not obeying God, if we are just giving excuses that I can do anything, grace covers it, it means we have rejected the fear of God. And it means we have rejected the love of God. We have said we don't want to love God, as we've read in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 and 16. So we have to understand these basic things. The fear of God is what? Is the beginning of the knowledge of God. The fear of God is also the beginning of wisdom. So we see how important the fear of God is. And I tell you, once we have chosen to obey God, we have chosen to love God, it means we have chosen to have the fear of God in the heart. And we have to understand these basic things. Please, let's open to Psalm 45 and let's understand that the fear of God means we have chosen righteousness to love. We have chosen God, who is righteousness, to love him. We have chosen goodness to love. And those who have chosen righteousness to love, they do what? righteousness. They walk righteousness. In other words, they obey God. Those who have chosen to love God, they have also chosen to what? To obey God, to keep the word of God. Every word from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, they hasten to do it. And so again, we see this key here, Psalm 45. Please let's zero down to verses 6 and 7. Please let's go. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Amen. Now again, see verse 7. Thou lovest righteousness and hated what? Wickedness. We love righteousness. We love God. We love goodness. And we hate what? Evil. We hate wickedness. We hate sin. We hate disobedience to God. And so again, you can see we love righteousness and we hate wickedness. They go together. That is the fear of God. That is the fear of God God is speaking about. When we know the word of God and we are knowing what is good to do and what is evil to do, the Lord correcting us, we make our choices. Of course, it is also a choice to choose to study the Bible daily and to also come to church to hear the word of God. It is a choice to pray daily as we study the word of God. You have that choice to make. And then when you are now studying and hearing the word of God, doing those things, the Lord will be teaching you and I what is good and what is evil. He will be correcting us daily. You also have a choice, and I have a choice, to hearken, to yield, to submit to corrections of God. The sons of God, they are always corrected. If you don't submit to the corrections of God and you harden your heart, you have chosen not to be a son of God anymore. We have to understand these things. And so you see a great key. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Because our Lord Jesus Christ, he himself chose the fear of God, is all there in scriptures. Please write Hebrews chapter 5. I will encourage us to read the whole of Hebrews chapter 5, and also Isaiah chapter 7, verses 14 and 15. You know, 14, 15, 16. You will see there of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have to understand these things. And so he himself chose to love God. In other words, he chose the love of God. God is righteousness. So to choose to love righteousness is you and I choosing to love God. Love God with all of your heart, with all of your might, and with all of your strength. Choosing the God kind of love. Choosing to love God is either we love God or we love the world. It's two choices. It's either we choose to love God or we choose to love mammon. We can't do the same together. You either hate one and love the other, but you can't love the two. There's no midpoint. And those who choose to love God, they obey God. And that is why it is very important for you to study the Bible yourself, so that you won't be fooled by words. Oh, grace covers it. No, that is a heart that has chosen not to love God and is speaking so. But if you are not looking into the scriptures, you won't know. My people perish for what? Lack of knowledge of the truth. You have to know God yourself and make your own choices. Make your own choice. And so again, we see loving righteousness and hating wickedness go with what? Obeying the word of God. And then, when you make that choice to love God, which goes with hating sin, hating wickedness, hating iniquity, hating the devil, loving to obey God. Look at the rest of that verse 7. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. See how the fullness. John chapter 3, verse 34 says that Jesus was given the Holy Spirit without limit. And God treats his sons the same way. The Holy Spirit is supposed to fill us without limit. The fullness. The fullness of Christ filling us, just as Christ has all of the glory of the Father. So you and I, we are to have all of the glory of the Father. But the beginning is that fear of God in the heart. If you don't have the fear of God in the heart, if you don't choose to love God first and hate what is wrong, if you are not willing to obey God, he won't fill you with himself. He won't fill you with nothing. Yes, the Holy Spirit is dwelling there. He will be patient with us, telling us we will keep making the wrong choice. He will be patient. He'll be patient. But I tell you, after some time, the end of the rope, we will get there. There will not be any more what? Remedy. He will leave us to our devices. And we know, if we are not growing, if we are not increasing in divine things, even the little you have, you what? Lose it. Is there then the parable of the talent? And he's there too, at the end of the parable of the sower. He says, take heed. Please let's open to it. Mark chapter 4. And let's zero down to verse 24 and 25. Please let's go. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you met, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. See? And so, we have to understand the pattern of things with God. And so it is very important for us now to understand why the fear of God is so important. It's the good choice. When you choose the fear of God, when you choose to love God, when you choose to have the fear of God in the heart, when you choose to obey God, that is the beginning of great things. That is the beginning of more being added unto you and I. And so again, please let's open back to Psalm 45. We see the one who has come to show us godliness, to show us how the Father is and the way of the Father. This is his testimony. Verse 7 says, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows, filling him, giving him the fullness. It pleases the Father that the fullness of the Godhead should dwell in him, because he loveth righteousness. He loves God. He loves good. He has chosen. He made the choice. And so we will understand the commandment of God. Please let's open to Deuteronomy chapter 4. We have to love God and not the things of the world. And it's a choice. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7 to 10. You see his commandment. He has been saying it right from the beginning. Deuteronomy chapter 4, 7 to 10. Please let's read it. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so near unto them, as the Lord our God is to all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgment so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them to thy sons and sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto thee, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Let's zero down to verse 10 again. Especially the day that thou stood before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Now, you can see the fear of God. And God was visiting Adam and Eve too in the garden to teach them the fear of God, in telling them, don't eat of the fruit of the tree of good and evil. He was teaching them the fear of God. And so again, we see that the instruction to have his fear. Please also write Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29, and also Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58. You will see there the instruction all over the Bible to fear the Lord, to love the Lord thy God. Please let's open to Deuteronomy chapter 30 again. And we will see there again the fear of God, to love the Lord our God. The fear of God is to love righteousness and to hate evil. You love God. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 and 16. Please let's read it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. Amen. See again, the fear of God, the fear of God. When you have that fear of God, you have chosen to love righteousness, to love God, to love goodness. You have chosen to obey God, and you have chosen to hate evil, and not to go the way of the world, not to go the way of disobedience. And in everything you do, you are making sure you obey God. God's will is done, as we've seen in the lives of Joseph and Job, and also Abimelech. And even in the life of father of faith, Abraham, in all the scriptures, we see the manifestation of the fear of God in the heart. People wanting to what? Always please God in everything. In their homes, on the street, in whatever they are doing, in businesses, everything they are doing, running things according to the word of God. That is the manifestation of the fear of God in the heart. And now we are going to look at the benefit of the fear of God in the heart. We are going to see that the good choice, choosing the fear of God, is a good choice. And we are going to see the goodness of the good choice. Even right from this verse, we have seen it, that if you love God, verse 16, if you love God, you are, and you are showing it by the obedience of God in all things, we will live, we will multiply, He will bless us in the land we are, and we will possess it. In other words, we will possess the will of God for us all of our days. We will possess the blessing. The promised land is the will of God for us on the face of the earth. He will bless us. He will what? Multiply you and I. Please let's open to some scriptures. We are going to be looking at many scriptures. Let's first start with Job chapter 28, verse 28. Once we choose, when we are yielding to correction, once we choose to love God, we yield to His correction because we love Him and we want to obey Him. We have chosen to fear God. We have wisdom. We will know God. We have the understanding of divine things. He will show us things. He will make us to understand even the scriptures. He will make us to know the ways we tread daily. He will supply wisdom that will help us to know the things we are doing, the ways we are about to go, what we are planning, whether they are of Him, whether they are good ways, because we have chosen the fear of God. Please let's read Job 28, verse 28. Please let's go. And unto man He said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Remember, the fear of the Lord is what? Is the beginning of knowledge. And the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. If you don't choose first to fear God, to love God, to love righteousness, to love to obey God, we won't have wisdom. We won't know Him. Please let's flip forward to Psalm 25. Psalm 25, verses 12 to 15, and let's read this together. Are we there? Okay, let's go. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall He teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. See again. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. He will show you secret things from his word. He will show you what he's about to do. Remember, when he was about to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, he showed who? Father of faith, Abraham. When he was about to judge Nineveh, he showed who? Jonah. And so, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. To those who fear him, he will show them things he's about to do, even on the face of the earth. See again, he will teach. Verse 12 says, he will teach in the way that he shall choose. So he will guide us because we have that fear. He will guide us in things we are doing. I'm telling you, you will find yourself doing things that you really don't understand, and yet you are doing it. That is the what? The guardians of the Lord. And so again, your soul will dwell at ease, and your seed shall what? Inherit the earth. Please let's open again to Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. And we all know the scripture, but it's part of the blessing of God. Okay, let's go there. Okay. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Verse 2 and 3. Okay, let's go. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be arches under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. And so again, you see, unto you that fear my name. The fear of God is the beginning of great and mighty things. God will not waste himself on those who don't fear him, those who are not ready to obey him. And I tell you, when we see so many people, you know, enjoying great things from God, and yet they are not Christians, God is teaching them. They have the fear of God. He knows how to bring them into his kingdom by the miracles he wrought in their lives. When they are healed in crusades, we really don't understand. Perhaps they have the fear of God in their heart, and God drew them there, healed them, so as to make them to receive Christ. We have to understand these things. And of course, even in his body, even amongst Christians, we see the need for the fear of God in the heart. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. We see a great key here. And so if we need healing from God, let us go back again. Do we have the fear of God in the heart? Begin again. Search ourselves. I want to obey him, because this scripture says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And we've seen it in Jeremiah chapter 32, that he wants to put his fear in our hearts. We have to understand the work of God. God is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And we have to understand that the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you and I as believers is called the Spirit of the fear of God. He is called the Spirit of the fear of God. All these things we have to understand. So the benefit of those with the fear of God in the heart, we see healing is part of it, and then victory. Victory in every area of life. Let's open to Psalm 91, and we'll see a great blessing there. Psalm 91, from verse 14 to the end. Because he had set his love upon me. Those who have set their heart on God, they are the ones who have set their love upon God. They have chosen the fear of God. They have chosen to love God. They have chosen to love righteousness. They have chosen to love goodness, and they hate evil. Now, look at the blessing here. Because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I what? Deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let's open to Hebrews chapter 5 and let's see the same thing. Our Lord was heard in that he what? He feared. Hebrews chapter 5, let's zero down to verse 7 and 8. Please let's go. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Now, see a great key. The same thing. If you fear, the Lord had said it in Psalm 91. He will hear you. He will do great and mighty things. He will what? Honor you. So, you see now why the love for God, also called the love of God, also called the fear of God, the love of righteousness, obeying God, having the heart, choosing the fear of God is so important. So, our Lord Jesus was heard in that he feared. And he learned obedience. So, you see how the manifestation of the fear of God in the heart, or the love of God in the heart, is what? Obeying God. We know that he obeyed God to what? To death on the cross. Because it is according to the will of God. He himself said, my meat is to what? Do the will of God. My meat is to obey God. That is the manifestation of the fear of God in the heart. Please let's go back to Psalm 91. So that now, when we read it now, we will read it with more meaning, more understanding. Psalm 91. From verse 14 to 16. Please let's go. Because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he had known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, please tell somebody. He will deliver you. He will set you on high. Because you have known his name. You will call upon him. He will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you. And honor you. With long life will he satisfy you and show you his salvation, because you have set your love upon him. You have chosen to love him. You have chosen the fear of God in your heart. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's open to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It's part of the blessing. If you love God, it shows you have the fear of God in the heart. And the evidence is what? Obedience. Making sure in everything you do, whether as a child or as a as an adult, as a father, as a mother, as a husband, as a wife, as a brother, as a sister, as, you know, worker in a place, or as the owner of a business, the fear of God, the God kind of love, once you have chosen to run your life according to the word of God, in obedience to him, you have chosen the fear of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. See your blessing again. Please, let's read it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Please, let's go again. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God is saying he will work together all things for your good because you have set your love upon him. You have set your heart, your might, your strength upon God. You have chosen to love God. You have chosen the fear of God. He will work all things. No matter the trials, the troubles of life, God will work all things together for your good. And so again, we see the blessings of God. I tell you, the fear of the Lord in the heart is the beginning of great and mighty things. We will be looking at more of that next time, but I tell you, the goodness of the good choice that we make is awesome. We need to understand and know how good the good choice is. God has said we should choose to love him, isn't it? We should choose the fear of God. And we need to understand, even as we choose, how good the good choice is. Please, let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him for his word. Let's thank him for his word. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him for his faithfulness, for his teachings, making us to understand the importance of the fear of the Lord, the importance of the love of and love for God. The fear of God is also called the love of and for God, and we give him all the glory. It is also called the love of righteousness and hatred of evil. And God wants us to understand and know the importance of the good choice, setting our heart on him, setting our heart to love God and not the things of the world, to love God and not mammon, to love to obey him, to love to do righteousness, to love to live a life without sin. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the loving instruction that we should love the good choice. We should love the goodness of your person. Lord, we give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the love of you that you have set before us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. It is yourself, your love, you have set, your person you have set before us. And you've said we should choose to eat of your goodness in the land of the living. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the fear of God is good to have in the heart. Lord, we give all the glory. And we say thank you, Lord. We know with the fear of God in our heart, you will always take care of us. All we have to do is to receive your fear and to, by your fear, live an obedient life, and you will take care of us. Lord, we thank you that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his plans and purpose. Lord, our eyes are on you. We set our heart on you. And so, more of your fear in our heart, more of your love in our heart, more of you in our heart. That is our prayer this morning, Lord. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord.